الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
الله يا الله سبحان الله الله يا الله والحمد لله الله ولا إله إلا الله الله يا الله والله أكبر.
The Islamic Republic wishes all Islamic countries and all the governments dominating Islamic countries to wake up from their deep slumber. Vast state with honor and dignity in all aspects, in all matters. One shouldn't suppose that Islam is like the other religion which exists today. These religions, especially Christianity, which has nothing except for a few moral codes, have no program pertaining to the politics and administration of countries. Perhaps at their own time they did, but no longer. Islam is not like these religions. It has a program for these things. Islam has laid the foundation of man's life from before his birth.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Islam and our deeds. In one of his speeches, he mentions that we must sacrifice ourselves for Islam. We must sacrifice our hopes and wishes for Islam. Now, in this part of his speech, he does not mean that a Muslim, he should not have any kind of hope or he should not wish for anything. Rather, he says that you must wish in line with the teachings of Islam. You must hope for something which is in line with the teachings of Islam, which is halal. You must wish and hope for something which is achievable and which is also desirable in Islam, and not to just hope for something which is against the Islamic teachings. And the wishes that you need to have, it should also be in line with the Islam. And therefore, we can see that there were many people who sacrificed themselves for Islam. They struggled in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi.
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله.
In chapter 10, verse number 74, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And those who believed in Allah, وَهَاجَرُوا, and they migrated, وَجَاهَدُوا, and they struggled, فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, in the path of Allah, وَالَّذِينَ آوَوا وَالنَّصَرُوا, and those who gave shelter and who helped others, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, they are the ones who are the believers, حَقًّا, the true believers or the truth. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ, for them, there is a forgiveness, وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ, and a non-honorable provision. When someone migrates from his home, he lands it, he wishes to live in that home, in his homeland. But because of the hardness, obviously, he has to leave it in order to save Islam. And obviously, they help them. On the other hand, when the people are migrating, there are other Muslims who are providing them shelters. The sacrifice which they are giving, the hopes and the wishes which they are obviously, they do not want to, generally in the material world, people do not want to share things with the others. But when they're providing shelters, when they're helping them, it means they are following the teachings of Islam. They are sacrificing themselves for the Islam. And therefore, Allah also has said, that they are the true believers, and for them is definitely a maghfirah, a forgiveness, an honorable provision.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.